Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. There is a system of thought in our world that is called liberalism. Now, it is not something new in the world, but has existed in varying degrees since the beginning of man. But it is being promoted with increasing fervor today and with considerable success, being adopted by many, even many who are not aware of what they are accepting. Liberalism is being felt in almost every area of life, economically, politically, socially, morally, educationally, in the realm of child rearing, as well as in religion. Now, we're concerned about liberalism in these studies as applied to the moral and spiritual realm, such as our business as children of God. We would insist, however, that there is an inseparable tie with liberalism religiously and liberalism in other realms because they exhibit common goals. They stand on a common premise. But we're concerned with liberalism in other realms other than religion only indirectly. But so often being liberal in one area indicates a liberal spirit in other areas. And why should we be so concerned about it? First, it affects our lives. It affects the church. Any ideology that dominates so much of what is happening in the world deserves our study. The sheer magnitude of its influence demands we acquaint ourselves with it. To follow blindly anything without proper consideration of the evidence and the facts is sheer folly. One has written, "To say the Lord's people are facing liberalism and that it will soon be our next battle is false. It is not merely facing us, it is upon us. We are now in the midst of a great conflict, and it is now time for men and women of God to rise up against this modern nonsense." Your speaker is convinced that the attitude and the action of liberalism poses the greatest immediate danger facing the church, even though it's not the only danger. The church has faced problems since Pentecost. There seems to be no escape from them. In our time, the church has faced the threats of apostasy by human legalism, sometimes called anti-ism, where some contend to bind what the Lord has not bound, making laws where God has not made them. But such a problem pales into relative insignificance when compared to liberalism. Human legalism has divided and confused and retarded and muzzled much of the work of the church. But liberalism, if pursued or tolerated, will destroy the church from among us and our children. The church has not always fared well in the battle against it either. Now, our plan of study is to define our term liberalism so that we can recognize it. We're confident that some brethren would not recognize a liberal or liberalism if it had a sign painted across its forehead. We want to note the basic tenets of liberalism in its worldwide quest for dominance in the religious world, generally, and contrast it with the Bible. We shall consider the many evidences and drifts of liberalism in the church today. But finally, we want to learn what we can do and what must be done to fight against it and not be overcome by it. Well, what do we mean by liberalism? A definition of terms is essential. Liberalism is a system of thought. It's a philosophy. It's an attitude that manifests itself in actions, doctrines, and words that affect the lives and the spiritual welfare of all. Regarding the Bible, it is primarily negative, because it denies the Bible to be God's authority. It denies there's an outside authority over man and contends that man is his own authority, his own last court of appeal, his own judge, his own jury, his own lawmaker. Man is the most, it goes by some saying. It contends there is no supreme or infallible authority, such as God or Christ or the Holy Spirit, the Bible. To each his own as he sees best, that's the rule. Do your own thing. That's liberalism's motto. Liberalism religiously is the freedom of the mind to satisfy your own spiritual needs your own way, as defined by the World Book Dictionary. Liberalism is the overturn and repudiation as well as the disregard of divine authority. This is at its taproot. Liberalism contends that truth is relative, not absolute. And liberals are absolutely sure about that. There is no final right or wrong, no requirements to which one must conform, because, as the liberal would say, we are free. Truth is either non-existent or either so evasive that one cannot really know what truth is, liberals would tell us. It may be the object of constant search, but liberals say one can never really find the truth. Looking for truth to them is like seeking a black cat in a dark room that is not in the room anyway. They contend that since honest and intellectual people have differed, none can claim to be right. Now, just how they find a standard by which to determine who is honest and intellectual, seeing that they deny all standards, is not explained by them. Liberalism says that one can know only what they personally experience. Knowledge is existential, and truth to you is only what you have experienced. This is one reason liberals do so many strange things, because they are seeking to broaden their experiences regardless of the way or the area where they have an experience. It serves as the basis for the emotional craze in our world, with people taking dope to get high and to experience something new. Since experiences vary, to the liberal, truth must vary and cannot be solid. They say, if you haven't tried it, don't knock it. You can only know what you experience. But liberalism can be understood by considering its opposite, which is conservatism. Conservatism is the disposition to preserve. It generally opposes change. Liberalism contends nothing remains stable and everything must change, even that which is considered to be the truth. As liberalism relates to the church, if it is pursued, it will cause the church to lose its identity, its distinction. It will cause the church to abandon its allegiance to the Bible as authority. It will drift with the customs and the tides and the currents of the day. There are those who seek to change the church and restructure it because they are convinced everything must change. They work to break down authority, remove limitations and boundaries, repeal laws, dismiss commands, and just ignore the directives from the Word of God, and to alienate the oncoming generation from the older one in order to establish their new ways without the opposition that the older generation would offer. The existence of rules and laws and regulations and oughtness is contrary to the liberty that they profess. Liberalism is this world-centered. It is sometimes identified as humanism. It is the parent of the social gospel, which has concern only for the here and now and the matters of this world, the environment, the physical body, exclusive of God and the spiritual realm. It's unconcerned about life after this one. It pays no attention to eternity, to sin, to heaven or hell, man's spirit, or his relationship to God. The liberal will plead, if it feels good, do it. I'm okay, you're okay, everything is beautiful in its own way, just do your own thing. Such a philosophy, when believed and followed, has a tremendous impact on a person's manner of life. We can consider the ramifications of it in practical matters later on as we study what is liberalism. You may note that until now, while defining liberalism, there's been no scriptures to cite it and to describe it from the Bible. This has been because you don't turn to the Bible to define liberalism. Scripture presents the very opposite of the liberalistic spirit. We contend that liberalism is the most destructive philosophy that now exists among human beings, especially with respect to his relationship to God. It takes no great effort to see how liberalism conflicts with the Bible. The Bible teaches there is divine authority over man. Now, space prohibits us quoting and commenting on the many verses found in the Bible that emphasize this point. But friend, in Jeremiah, in Proverbs, in Matthew, in Ecclesiastes, in 1 Timothy, from Acts to John, to 1 Corinthians, to 2 John, 2 Corinthians, on and on. Passages of Scripture show that there is divine authority over man. The Bible teaches that truth is absolute, that truth can be known, that there is one Savior and that there is one church. The Bible teaches there is evil and there is good, there is right and there is wrong, there is sin and there is righteousness. Obviously, the teaching of the Bible and liberalism are at odds against one another. The observant person will realize that on this point, the philosophy of liberalism even contradicts itself. If there is no absolute truth, now follow me here. Assuming, like liberals do, that there is no absolute truth, how can liberals be so absolutely sure that their position is true? If we cannot really know the truth, how can they claim to know that truth cannot be known? I say to you, dear friend, that any system that shoots itself in the foot, as liberalism does not deserve being accepted. The Bible teaches that truth does not change. Therefore, the liberalistic idea that religious truth varies violates the Word of God. Customs, habits, human institutions, traditions, all of these things may change, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. But truth does not change. Is it not strange that some who call themselves Christians hasten to adopt the customs and the styles and the dress and the manners that reflect an imitation of the godless world more than that which imitates the godly? Does it not make one suspect that his allegiance is in the wrong things? Truth must override customs and all other similar matters. Friend, the Bible places emphasis on both this world, but also on the next. This life is a preparatory period for that which is to come, Matthew 24:44. There is another life, a resurrection from the dead, an eternity either in heaven or in hell, the destiny being determined by how this life is spent before God. God's people look for a better country, Hebrews 11:16. Our affections are centered elsewhere. The prime concern of Jesus is salvation of man from sin. Liberalism and the Bible are miles apart on nearly every score. The Bible is God's authority. Liberalism is anti-authority. We're going to have more lessons on what is liberalism. I hope you have the opportunity to hear them. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.